Hello everyone. A little bit different video today. As you can see, I'm Benless. I'm on the street, casually dressed. Today we are going to chat about the coronavirus quickly, as that's what everyone in the world is talking about right now and asking us what do we think it's gonna do to Vancouver real estate, and have we seen any effects yet? So this is the video to discuss just that. No, we have not seen any effects yet in the Vancouver real estate market. This weekend will be extremely telling, in my opinion. It's the first weekend of open houses after the kind of, we'll call it, mini hysteria has picked up in the media and things closed and leaks closed and all that unnerving stuff. Our experience to date is there's still buyers out buying, for sure. People are going on tour. People are still listing. So in general, no, we have not seen a direct impact yet. Again, I say that this weekend will be the most telling because it's the first weekend of actual opens. So Young Benjamin, I'm Benless today, as you can see. He will be at our West End open house today. It's a very well-priced one-bedroom condo, getting a lot of attention throughout the week. And this is going to be the first weekend of open houses. So this will be extremely telling because that segment of the market is extremely busy. And if it isn't at this open, then I can safely say, yes, I do believe it's now affecting things at the real estate level by way of keeping people indoors, not going out to opens, and not looking at things. We have not had any sellers yet say, I don't want to sell yet or put on hold. I have heard of others discussing that matter, but our experience to date has not been that. But yes, I have heard rumblings of people saying, let's wait a few weeks to list to see if this whole thing blows over. But again, that hasn't been our direct experience yet. Again, I think this weekend's going to be the most telling. So of course, at open houses, you're probably gonna see a bit more hand sanitizer, a bit more wipes for your hands. Do open houses smartly and respectfully, everybody. You don't necessarily have to go in through all the cupboards, it's all the same stuff, so try not to touch everything. Do a visual open tour, maybe not a physical one, but if you are comfortable, get out there and get into these opens smartly, like with anything else. Wash your hands, use the sanitary wipes that I'm sure a lot of agents will have at the opens, and just be respectful of other people's spaces at this time if you're gonna go out. And yeah, I think a lot of people are seeing what's happening also in the stock market, and assuming that's gonna roll into real estate. Of course, I don't have a crystal ball. It hasn't from my experience yet, but also keep in mind the stock market is a much quicker moving animal. You can jump online right now and buy stock, sell stock, and do whatever you want. So there's a lot more reactive movement, I think, in the stock market, because it can be done so quickly, as opposed to real estate, as there's definitely a process in place to list a process, market a process, look at offers of a process, or the offer process, the closing process. So there's a lot more to a real estate transaction than, say, a stock transaction, if that's how you're looking at it investment-wise, investment to investment. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to give a brief update on what we're seeing and if there's a reaction, because we've had a lot of people ask, buyers and sellers, and kind of comments in general. So the answer is no, not to date, but I do think this weekend will be the most telling. Also keep in mind too, if we're gonna actually change trends based on this in the buyer's market, sorry, seller's market that we have, for a trend like what we have going right now to change, we're gonna need a prolonged amount of time. So we're not gonna see it go from a seller's market, a strong seller's market, to a strong buyer's market overnight here, in my opinion. Sellers, if you're holding onto a $2 million house, you're not all of a sudden gonna say, I'll take 1.8, even though the comps as of yesterday are showing it worth 2, just because the coronavirus is here. So we may see a pause in listings. I think that would be the first assumption to see. We may very well see a slowdown in opens. Again, this weekend will be the first really telling weekend of that. But I think we are kind of just like everything else, slowly watching and reacting as needed. Everyone trying to be smart about everything and be safe and clean And yeah, I think we're not going to see a direct change in market trend anytime soon, a prolonged change. We might see some pausing of some listings coming out. But again, that trend line changing needs time, prolonged amounts of time with that changed market to actually say we have gone from a seller's to a buyer's and so forth. So that's the brief update. I just wanted to make that. We were actually quite busy yesterday. That's why we didn't get the video out, which is a good thing, of course, but I do apologize. And yeah, we'll do a video next week, which will be a lot more telling on this topic. We'll probably have a couple videos on this topic. I do think it will be around for a little bit. And we'll leave it at those sirens. So have a safe weekend. We'll talk to you soon.